Welcome to the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about why we think civics is important. See, I believe that civics is important because we need to know how our government works, how it runs, how the economy works. And a stat that I saw not too long ago was a study done where only 66% of Americans knew who the president was, around 60% knew who the vice president was, and around 23% knew who their state representative was, which is pretty sad. So I think learning civics is very important, and learning how our government runs, who has, you know, how the power is divided between the citizens and the government, and how important it is to make your voice heard. But Adrian, why do you think civics are important?
Because it can teach the younger generation about politics the way they can make smarter decisions.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that a lot. I think it's important to teach the young generation and inform them on how to vote, how to, first of all, how to, you know, make an informed vote, and overall just learn how our system works, because if you don't know how our government works, you're not, you know, you're not going to know anything, you're not going to know how to do anything. So, and it's important to keep up with times, especially in our economy, getting worse and worse as years go on. It's important to know how that economy works and how it's, and what we're doing that's making the economy worse and worse. So that's why I think civics are very important.
Civics is also important because you need to know your rights as a citizen.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's definitely important to know your rights as a U.S. citizen in case you ever do get in trouble with law enforcement. But it's also useful to know your rights in the court of law. If you break the law, you get in trouble. You know what your rights are. You know you have the right to stay silent. You have the right to an attorney. And if you don't know this stuff, even if you're innocent, you could be found guilty if you don't know your rights. So it's important to know your rights. It's important to know what you're doing. And a lot of this is very important stuff that we are going to be using in our everyday lives.
You also need to know your rights as far as, like, the Constitution and stuff like that, so you know